Morgen.
Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Bodish Tov.
Bodish Tov.
Bodish Tov.
We will begin with the L'shem Yehud, and then we begin our study with verse 339 of section 24. Of Parasha Vayera from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. L'shem Yehud Kudshabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe L'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunay Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananeihu. Pasuk 339. Vayalot mitzoar vayeshev bahar yitiv le'aluka shetevanot avchav ilein shetevanot v'yetzer hara v'inun mitarin le'yad Lishalata begufa adai nefesh beit reviat tadir begufa bechadai nefesh diksivat b'teov titin bishin uvkol kisufin bishin dehai Alma daihi bekira daihi teira. The translation. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain. It is written, the leech has two daughters, crying, give, give. These are the two daughters of the evil inclination who arouse the evil inclination to rule the body. One is the nefesh that constantly grows within the body. The other is the nefesh that lusts after evil desires of this world. The latter is the firstborn, while the former, the first one, is the younger. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. What goes into the house first comes out last. The vice versa is also true. Questions, comments.
Has joined.
In case you didn't hear, questions, comments, thoughts.
I'm sorry, I've got my little grandson here.
Okay.
What was the two names of the daughters again? Could you tell that again?
I don't remember what their names are. But they named their sons Ammon and Moab. I don't think we really ever hear the name of the daughters. I'm not sure. the names that we've been talking about are Moab.
The verse that you just said, there was two entities that you talked about?
Yes. It says the leech, it's a verse from Proverbs. It says the leech has two daughters crying, give, give. These are the two daughters of the evil inclination.
Okay.
The phrase give, give is an indication of the nature of the evil inclination is constant insatiability.
Okay.
They always want more.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Okay. Why is it called a leech? Why not call the snake or the Samuel, or why is it called leech?
The nature of the leech is to consume, to suck the blood. Okay. The leech is a parasite that kills its host.
Okay. So basically, we're talking about the evil intonation, right? And its essence or characteristics, whatever you want to talk about.
Correct.
I kind of think, this is Hannah, I kind of think because it's called the leech and it's in Proverbs, that even though in another frame of reference we know that it's the evil inclination of Lot, and having to do with Abraham, but I think by calling it a leech, to me it's hinting that we have those same characteristics in us with the evil inclination. And that because the nephesh is in the blood, there's a connection to the leech there too, always trying to suck from us light and life. And I don't know, when I thought of them bringing back the firstborn and the younger, meaning to me that was in a reference to food and drink again, food and wine. Anyway, that's what I got from it.
Well, that's going to be consistent with the energy of Shvat we'll discuss later tonight. The tikkun of Shvat is about eating.
Right. My birth month, too.
Did I go on, or do we still want to discuss this?
Well, I think the food and the wine covers more than just we think of eating and drinking, you know, that lead to break a person's control down and fall into the trap of the evil inclination. I think it can represent anything. You know, you're always going to have more than one thing that's going to try to pull you back.
That is true.
And I would suppose the give. No, it's the two daughters. I thought maybe it was the leech. The leech has two daughters. Well, is it the leech that's crying, give, or is it the daughters? Let's see.
The two daughters.
Two daughters crying, give. Okay. I don't think it's the pool from the physical world, or aspects from the physical world that can pull us away from our closeness to Hashem, however you want to put it, light, blessings.
Exactly correct. You'll notice that there are the word nefesh is used twice, once relating to being in the body, and the other in the mind.
Well, the mind would be the thoughts, and usually evil thoughts lead to evil actions.
Yes.
Next step, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's saying, it doesn't say that the nefesh that's in the mind is continuing to grow, but the body, the nefesh in the body is constantly growing. Now, that is telling you why people get overweight. But that within the mind, the desires, the lustful desires are always there. They don't get stronger. They might get weaker, but they don't ever get stronger. Whereas in the body, they manifest continually and they make the body larger. Did we go on to 340?
I think the verse is just moving us from what we've been studying with Lot and Abraham and the two daughters and what happened, and bringing it into everyday life of us today, or in a generation, as far as that goes.
That's true.
You know, especially if it's coming from Proverbs.
Verse 340. Wayi tsar la itcha bar tadir ela bitrein ilein begin lepak ta'a. Leave ne na sha ugin di haim noon. Lay a leova da leholy atar. Irin demota. Leaf lehon. Lay a kada a ad yefala. It's kevedo. The evil inclination always clings to both of these souls in order to seduce human beings and make them trust it, so that it may lead them to the place where they are shot by the arrows of death and torn into shreds, as it is written, till a dart strikes through his liver. The Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments.
Well, I've read several articles that years ago, if you had liver problems, it usually came because of alcoholism. But today, what they call fatty liver is prevalent in our generation. And I do think it a lot of it comes from the wrong type eating habits.
I'm sure that that's been documented, but the spiritual cause of problems with the liver is anger.
Yeah.
Liver is the home of the negative system in the body.
Well, I think, too, Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving, just being thankful and aware of what you have, the blessings that we have counteracts that. Cleanses the liver, let me put it that way.
It does. Appreciation cleans the liver.
And I think the food blessings also help with that. Because it makes you very much aware of what you're about to put in your mouth, but it also, because you've got to know which, you know, you want to do the correct blessing. You don't want to say a blessing in vain. But at the same time, I especially think since you taught us the head movements when we say the food blessings, that that really helps the Kavanah. And makes you slow down. It makes you appreciate what you're about to eat. And it also makes you think, like every time I say the Shacol blessing, most of the time that's over something that's not as healthy as you'd like. I mean, if you're eating a potato chip, it makes you think, oh, Shacol, and this is junk food. I better just eat one or two chips and that's it, you know. So all those little things kind of help with focusing your attention on Hashem, being thankful, and all play a part in cleansing anger that cleanses the liver.
It's all correct. All of the actions are designed to bring your attention back to Hashem. And when you say it by rote and it becomes a habit and it's just not, you're not concentrating on it, it's empty. So that's really the issue, is to be focused on what you're doing at any given instant. Let's see if we can finish this last verse, because it's the last verse in the section. Verse 341. Lali istim dimkaf pe beturaya ut meiru garmaihu beatar dechel beturaya viadin deha bene nasha Itamran garmaihu lemehach biinun dukte ma'avde beriru minaihu ahu dechadina ida belishneya mikola ahu diada limpate b'neina sha Vayipoch mi beinayhu v'tev b'yorach meshar Dekal b'nei alma avrin taman. Kewan demata ligabaihu share leitchabra. Taman alkein sitre Torah. And this is similar to those thieving bandits in the mountains who hide in a frightening spot to which most people refrain from traveling. How do they bring people to this place? They choose from among them the one who has the sharpest tongue, one who knows how to tempt people. This one leaves them and travels on the main path to the place through which all people pass. As soon as he arrives there and meets them, namely the inhabitants of the world, he joins them. He pulls them into his net and brings them to that evil spot where the other bandits wait to rob and murder them. This is how the evil inclination works. It seduces human beings and persuades them to have faith in it, while it brings them to the place of the arrows of death. This is the end of the Sitre Torah. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I have a comment.
Go ahead, Brenda.
About the bandits. That is true in life. You get lured in thinking that you can, let's say, like, if you're drinking alcohol, that, you know, you can handle it. You can have one or two, and then before you know it, the rest of the bandits come in and you've had three or four. And okay. So
maybe the whole bottle.
You can see the point, or the bandits come in and you've had two or three drinks and then you have to have food with it, and before you get through, you've overdone the alcohol and overdone the food and never given God any glory at all. So, I guess we got to watch out for those bandits.
The problem is that the bandits are in you.
Yeah, I got them.
We all have them. But that's really what the verse is telling us, how the negative system works. So the question becomes, why do you need to know how the negative system works?
Because if you know how the negative system works, then you can check yourself, and it'll help you recognize what's going on, and then do binding by striking, and then stop it.
Correct. If you don't know how the negative system works, you're just going to be enthralled by their seductions.
They can be seductive.
Yes, they can be. And if you know how they work, you can avoid the seductions. You can say no. It's much easier to say no if you see it coming.
Yes, it is easier to say no.
We're about out of time. Does anybody have any final questions? We'll be moving on to sections 25 tomorrow evening. Todishto, Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom.